Right before Christmas, it was tough finding a parking spot at this North Dallas electronics store as shoppers looked for the perfect electronic gift.
I'm trying to find a Galaxy Note 8 tablet.
My daughter asked for something related to the iPhone, which is a printer, prints out pictures.
You're buying a camera.
Yeah, it's for my wife. My wife really wants this camera for Christmas, so I thought I'd surprise her.
Spencer Hahn says techie toys are such popular gifts at his house, he has a lot of old retired ones that are just collecting dust.
Probably like 3 computers, you know, 5 cell phones. I don't know. I can't even keep count at this point. It just kind of sits in the garage.
Hahn doesn't just want to throw them in the garbage, and that's a good thing. Electronic waste like cathode ray tubes, printed circuit boards, and computer chips can take up valuable landfill space. They may also contaminate soil and groundwater with lead, heavy metals, and hydrocarbons. That's why the state legislature passed the Texas Computer Recycling Program in 2007. It requires manufacturers selling in the state to collect and recycle their consumer equipment. A similar program does the same for televisions. Dallas, like many other cities, provides drop-off sites for the junked waste. Manufacturers take it from there.
We have a partnership with the TV manufacturers, and they actually have a vendor who comes out and collects the materials for us at no cost to the city.
Sheila Overton is the City of Dallas's Waste Diversion Manager.
It's a producer responsibility law. The manufacturers are required to pay for collection, transportation, and recycling of covered devices using their own recycling take-back programs with no fee for the consumers.
Overton says Dallas alone collected about 156 tons of electronic waste last year. Big corrugated boxes at the McComas landfill hold the remnants of what citizens have dropped off during the past few days.
There's a television speaker, looks like a stereo tuner, more televisions, see a printer over here. What else do you take, Sheila?
We take the monitors, we take cell phones, keyboards, printers, copiers, home and office phones.
And the list goes on, with TVs by far being the biggest cast-off.
The TVs are disassembled, and then the glass tube is actually remanufactured into new CRT glass, and the TV manufacturers have the ability to buy that material back.
The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, the TCEQ, oversees the recycling programs and websites that list hundreds of drop-off locations in Texas.
Well, I just have a bunch of old, like, video game consoles, or I have an old cell phone that I have no idea what to do with.
Chris Blauser of Waco says he's glad to hear recycling will be easy. He wants to get rid of his old toys responsibly.
I just bought a PlayStation 4 a few days ago.
Especially since he's always accumulating more. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.